Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm great, Jenna. Thanks.
Oh, nice to see you.
Just thanks for coming up. Weekend. Monday morning. I'm feeling good.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Rejuvenated. I'm ready for the week, yes. I am rejuvenated.
Good. Oh, yes, good.
I read this book, actually, over the weekend, which is called The Benefactors by Wendy Erskine. This is her first novel, but she's published a couple of short story collections.
Mm.
She's from Northern Ireland. And it's based in Belfast, and it does have a really heavy underlying topic, but I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like sad but funny.
Right.
So the heavy topic is there's this scandal where three 18-year-old boys are accused of sexually assaulting a young woman.
Oh.
And I just don't want this to let you put you off.
Okay.
Unless you just can't do that kind of that book right now. But we have the three mothers of the boys. So we have Frankie. She grew up in a care home. She's quite cold, she's very put together, and she's stepped into the upper class through marriage. And so her power balance has changed as she's gotten older, and she's sort of like looking behind her as she runs away, but she still reminisces about this close friendship she has with her best friend from the care home. We have Brona, who works for this charity for disadvantaged children. She's really obsessed with celebrity. One of the care home kids is now a movie star. She's the type of person that doesn't know the name of the kids and stuff, but feels like she's a really good person. And Miriam is a grieving widow whose husband kind of died in ambiguous circumstances, and she doesn't quite know what to do with it. So those are our three mums, and you step into this book, and even reading the back of the book, it makes it feel like it's about the mums. But actually you meet the victim and her family, and these guys are the stars of the show in the way that they can be. And I want to read a little bit about one of the characters called Boogie. Imagine a very thick Northern Irish accent, which I will not try.
Oh, you can't just put on your Northern Irish accent for us? Damn.
So this is a character called Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie is the stepfather of these two girls, one of them who's the victim.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Boogie never planned on having them. What a surprise when they appeared that afternoon all that time ago. He'd been lying in bed after a night at Marco McFerrin's. McFerrin's flat had art on the walls from his travels. He'd been talking that evening about this kickboxing championship that he'd been to in Bangkok, and how a guy's face basically just split, clean split, and Marco McFerrin said at that moment he had a moment of realization that we're all just bags of muscles, bone and blood, and that our skin is just an envelope. We're just envelopes. Boogie was lying in bed staring at the ceiling, thinking about us all being bags of meat to be held in, when Jay started shouting at him to get up. Jay was banging on the door. Boogie, there's people there. A kid was sitting on the sofa blocking the TV. There was a buggy and a baby, Misty and Geneva. Some woman, Jay said, came in, left them, fucked off. It was our mummy, Misty said. Did this mummy of yours say when she was coming back? So Boogie...
Wow.
Gets these kids when he's 20, he gets this woman pregnant, she's older than him, and then she just drops the kids off one day. So he's like this young guy that's kind of taken on this responsibility.
Right. So, okay. Very interesting.
And then his grandmother, she's great grandmother, is called Nandy, and she's this hard bitch, like Northern Irish hard bitch. So she's a great character as well. So Misty is the victim of this sexual assault. She has this little side gig. She's really driven, and she has this side gig called Benny's. Well, it's called The Benefactors, which is like an OnlyFans type site. So that's how she hustles and makes money that way.
Right.
And she works at a hotel, and this is where she meets Chris, one of the perpetrators. So, and he's really wealthy, but just kind of does this job because, you know, it's good on his university CV. And she's, you know, she really wants to fit in, and she's hanging out with kids who aren't for her, you know, aren't in her circle, and really wants to be liked by them. So that's it's yeah, that's I find that bit quite hard to read, but it's she comes at it with she comes at it with humor in the best way. And then when like the sexual assault happens, there's this line about one of the families are saying, what does sexual assault even mean these days? Brushing someone's arm as you walk past them? You have the families
the like generations.
So you've got the generations kind of beating it down because they're, you know, all quite hardened, you know.
So you have this moving class and the shifting lines of power, and contradictions are made when people are personally affected, like what makes you a good person. And this true nuance of character. So you could have a character that may have done this truly awful thing, but then they kind of do good things where all you it's almost like the way how the incident is reacted to is how you read how you feel about that character, like if they feel bad or don't feel bad about it, etc. Nothing's black and white. Good people do bad things and bad people do good things in this book. It made me think of reading Shuggy Bane by Douglas Stewart. I don't know if you guys have read
I
that
have.
And I know it's Scottish, but it's the way that this the rhythm of this colloquial language, and hopefully you got that in there. Here as well, there's like lots of repetition, and like even in Boogie's sections, a lot of the sentences start with an adjective. It's sort of coming straight from the brain. The dialogue in colloquial language is really great. And then between the chapters, we have 50 vignettes, and they're a perspective of this rumor mill of you might hear from the Airbnb manager who owned the house where it happened, a policeman, or just even snippets of gossip from the town that have nothing to do with the incident. It really captures the whole picture and how the culture of the society, how they think. And it and that made me think of this great book called Mouthing by Ola McKay, which is this Irish book about gossip. And you have the ghosts of the troubles and where what happened to these people's like grandparents, like one of the mothers, her grandfather was shot, and those ghosts from the past. So I tell you what, this is the second book Irish book I've read this week, and they're always just eating toast all the time.
Love toast. They do.
This is a book that is more than meets the eye, and you start off with a heavy topic, but you're assessing an incident from all angles while commenting on cultural reaction. And it's so funny. It's a really funny book. And so this is this, you know, you really want to portray that. I find this really hard to hand sell these types of books where you're like, it's about this horrible thing, but it's so hilarious. But the humor comes from the dialogue and the quippy lines. And essentially this family where this horrible thing happens, they know the system doesn't work for them, and so they have to take it into their own hands and try and make it work for them. And that is very, it's really great to read, and it's a great story of redemption, I think, and the only way that you can do it, or making the best of a bad situation. So I would really recommend checking out Wendy Erskine. I think she's got a really great voice. I'd recommend listening to interviews with her. Her accent is just, and her reading her work is so great. I'm not into the cover, not that into the description on the black.
The cover looks a little bit AI generated or something.
Oh, I know. It could be so much better, but you know.
But never judge a book by its cover.
That is what they say, isn't it?
This is what I'm here for. I can tell you to pick it up and dig in further. And if you've ever read people like Sinead Gleeson or Colin Walsh, who wrote this great book called Carla, these great Irish writers are peeping her up on the cover and their cover quotes. So I'd really recommend it.
I think the Irish are fantastic at that dark kind of humour format. They are incredibly dry and witty and quick on it.
Those great comebacks, eh? And like Nandi, God, she's such a great character, and pushes beyond what you imagine like an elderly woman would
do in this situation.
She's seen it all.
Oh, how fascinating. Now I'm thinking back to all the wonderful Irish books I've read, and might have to give this one a crack.
Oh, you should. And I think because Irish literature is just like, people love Irish books, but there was no Irish books on the book along list this year, so which was a big surprise. But this is a great Irish book to get into.
Maybe too much toast eating for the booker this year.
So much toast. It's so much toast.
Well, thank you so much, Jenna. That sounds like a book worth looking into if it seems like something that might tickle your fancy out there.
Get into Time Out and pick it up.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, Jenna.
That was Loose Reads.